Okay, I want to share today with you a few thoughts from my life, from my experiences, and also I want to read from today's Torah portion. So let's open Deuteronomy chapter 4, and we will read a few verses here. I will not say, probably as every time when I come here, nothing new. You know, the scriptures is very old book, and probably you already know something about it and or from it. If you are new, welcome to receive and to think about it. But I believe some things which I want to say today will be so important for our hearts. Very simple, but very important. I want to speak about our correct way of thinking. How to think correct about our life, about us. Right way of thinking. You know, our thoughts sometimes as horses, they running everywhere. They going everywhere. And it's so important to know how to deal with these horses, how to let them ride correct way, how to live according the right way of thinking about ourselves, about people around us, about faith, about everything in our life. I want to read from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Only be watchful and watch over your soul closely. It's so powerful. Can you see it here? Only be watchful. The Moshe, Moses, he warns them. He gave them words. Very important. Be watchful. Be careful. Pay attention. You know what is it, watchful in English, probably more than I. Watchful. So, you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, and they slip from your heart all the days of your life. So let's say together, do not forget the things your eyes have seen. Do not forget. So important. Do not forget everything what Lord did in our life. You are to make them known to your children and your children's children. Everything what Lord show you, what you experienced in your life, what was happened with your life, you need to share with your children and your grandchildren. This is so important. Next place of scripture, this is Deuteronomy 4 from the verse 28. This is different situation. In the verse 9, Moses speaks about their past experience. And in the verse 28 and later, he speaks about their future experiences, what they will have in the future. This is a prophecy in their life. So he telling them, there you will serve man-made gods of wood and stone, which do not see or hear or eat or smell. But from there you will seek Adonai your God, and you will find him. When you will seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Let's say together, with all your heart and with all your soul. Powerful. Verse 30. When you are in distress and all these things have come on you, in the latter days you will return to Adonai your God and listen to his voice. For Adonai your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon you or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them. Powerful. So Moses, he gave them promise that Adonai, he loves them. He will not forgive them. He will not forget them. He will not stop thinking about them. He always will be with you. What's interesting for me in this place of scripture, and I want to just share a few things from my heart. First of all, Moses reminds them of their past and speaking about their future. He is speaking straight to them, and he is not covering and not hiding anything from them. Do you see here? He is very straight with them. When they did something wrong, he's not covering it. He don't say, everything's okay, no problem, you know. What's the matter? You did some idols, no problem, you know. Always he's straight with them. He's speaking very boldly and with power, always, about their past and also about their future. It's very strong commandments. Also, he speaks directly about their mistakes, about their downs, and showing them how the Lord was merciful and how every time, each time, he gave them mercy and victory. Every time when they failed, every time they failed, problem comes. What's happened next? They come into the Lord, repents, and what's happened next? Mercy, goodness of the Lord, his love. And he restored them every time in their weaknesses. The Lord, he had taught them lessons from their past and also about their future. This is very important to understand for our lives. You know, it's easy to say, I will start again. It's easy to say, but let's try. I know when we come to the Lord, we start again our life. And it's good. Because why? Because Yeshua make us new creation. He gave us new life, new beginnings, new hope, new future, new dreams, everything new. But it's a problem if you start again and again and again and again. You need to start once and keep continuously to go in this direction. Let us remember, we cannot always start over our life. And it does not happen this way. So we have our life in the Lord. We have our future. We have our past. We have our stories, our history in the Lord, with the Lord. We have a great saying, without the past, we will not have a future. It's an interesting saying. I think it's true. And important to remember all the way, every time when the Lord helps you and taught you, every time, it's very important to remember all your life, your good sides, and sometimes your failures. They're both important to remember. You cannot say, okay, I will start again, I will not remember anything more. It will not change your future. It's very important to remember. This why Moses, in these chapters from 1 to 4 to 7 and later, he constantly remind them all their past, constantly. He gave them history of their walking with the Lord. You know, we are people and sometimes we have this weakness to forget something in our lives. You know, not bad things. We remember if somebody did something wrong for us, we remember. And the night, somebody wake up, $100, he owned me, you know. But it's good to remember and good things and also what's happened with you in the bad stuff. You need to remember it. Sometimes our past is not quite pleasant. Sometimes something happened in our past life. And not everything is smooth and not everything is pleasant. Sometimes we had difficulties. I think every one of us, we are people. And our lives contains with the victories and great moments, also some bitterness, defeats and losses. Sometimes we lost something, we did something wrong. Sometimes, you know, I know in my life, I wish to do something different if I had one chance. But this is our past. We can't change it anymore. We can't change it. We can't blame ourselves, but we can't forget about this stuff. This is part of our history. For what? For our future. For our future life. It's so important for us. But let us remember, our attitude and our perspective on our past shape our worldview and defines our future. Always when I remember Joseph, I'm amazed because of his heart. So many times he can be bitter against the Lord, against the people around him. But always he choose to follow the Lord. He's an amazing man, a man of God. His past, it was very hard, difficult past. But his future was from the Lord, not from the bitterness of past. Amen. If we are looking from the sinful point of view, from with our own eyes, fleshly eyes, we will have fears and failures. If we are thinking and looking from the perspective of the faith, we will have knowledge and wisdom, even from bad stuff which is happening in our life. If we are looking on our life from the perspective of the Lord, we will have victories. If we are looking for on our life from the perspective of flesh, old person, we will have fear. You know what fear produces? Fear produces wrong faith. Wrong faith produces expectations and actions. It causes one more problem in our life. I want to give an example. This is probably a very simple question, and you can think, why are you asking? But I want to ask. Do you remember in your life, wherever you experienced difficult or problem, maybe with your health, with your finances, some difficulties, do you have any time in your life some problems? You know, and you know, it's not pleasant. I don't see anyone who says, I have great difficulties, cool. Or I have pain in my stomach, it's so cool, it's great, I'm glad. So, you know, usually people are, you know, they're crying and asking for prayers and sometimes, Lord, what's happened? Why are you doing with me? But let's go a little bit forward. Later, when you made through by faith, by prayers, taking care with the people together, you get a new strength, new faith, new compassion. After you get healed from the Lord, or, you know, your finances was blessed by the Lord, or something happened in your family, you have breakthrough in the good direction. Breakthrough in the Lord's direction. You begin to understand the needs and feelings of the people around you. Before you can walk, you know, through this person and even never think about him, but after you get this experience, something's happened with your heart. Your heart begin to be soft and open before other people, other needs. Do you have this experience in your life? I had. It's not pleasant, but it's beautiful. It's tough, but it's helpful. It's not easy, but you know, everything that not kill us, making us strong. Yes, this is from the scripture. The Lord is working in our hearts. He is doing us the new creation. And He give us new beginnings. He give us new hope, new faith. And even our past, even difficult past in our life, even our troubles, even our sins, our mistakes, He able to forgive and He wants to forgive. He able to fix our past because of His mercy. And it's important to remember what He did in our life from the before to the future. When I think about it, sometimes we're doing something wrong and sometimes we made mistake, and even to remember about this, it's unpleasant for us, you know, even to remember. But this also we need to remember because, why? Because this will influence our future. We will never do again the same. We will talk to our children, don't do this again. Follow the Lord. Walk in His ways. Sometimes, you know, we are talking to our children. I speak with my son and I told him, don't do this. And he asked me, why? You know, they have ability to ask why. They also live in creatures, our children. And sometimes you know why, because you was there. You know what is it and how is it to be there. So this is so important, and I want to tell you this because the scriptures are very practical and very straight with us. It's not just covering everything, it's uncover our life. When the light comes, you know what's happened when the light comes? You remember today we're worshiping without lights. It was nice, dark, but when light comes, everything revealed. We can see each other. It's wonderful, it's beautiful. We can see our strong parts and our beautiful parts. We can see in the mirror everything when light is comes. When no light, when dark, you can see anything. So the word of the Lord is a light for us. Amen. When it's coming to us, it gives us light. It's bringing up everything, good and bad. Good stuff and unpleasant stuff. It's revealed everything. And this is the moment when we should look at everything by His eyes. By His point of view. Not with our eyes, not with fears, but with His eyes. I just want to bring some examples from my life personally. The Lord wants to manifest His glory in everything, in our weak and strong points of our life. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Now we know that all things work together for good. What does it mean? Now we know. If you will read one verse before, it says about the Holy Spirit and about prayer of the Holy Spirit. So it means now, when we receive the Holy Spirit, when we receive the salvation from the Lord, before we walk in the darkness, but now we understood something. Now we know because of the light of the Holy Spirit. He is with us. He is leading us. He is revealing everything in our life. What we know? That all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Let's say all things. You can ask me, even dead things, if you love the Lord, yes. When we speak about loving the Lord, we speak about our right heart, our right attitude. We love Him. We want to follow Him. Not always good for people who don't love the Lord. Always bad for them. But for those who love the Lord, always good. And when we speak about those who called according to His purpose, we speak about our vision, right perspective of things. When we have right heart, and we have vision from the Lord, everything in our life will be for good for us. When you love the Lord, let's say together, love the Lord. To condition. We need to remember it. Love the Lord and walk in after Him. Have vision. We know what's happened with us. Even something bad, we know the Lord with us. He loves me. And He gives me vision. He lead me for future. Not for bad, but for good. In this case, this condition, everything is good for us. I remember a few examples from my personal life. I have so many stories, but I will give a few. We have only 2 hours, so I have my time. I'm joking. I remember years ago we had difficulties in our life, personal. We have troubles with health. We had problems with finances in Ukraine, in Nikolaev. We had some difficulties in the congregation. It was tough time for us. And you know, sometimes you have a high point of your life. You know, you are a man of faith for sure, or woman of faith. You feel like you have, how it's called in English? Birds have wheel. What? Wings, not wheels, of course. Wings. So you can fly. You can speak about the Lord with everyone. You know, you have faith to pray, but sometimes you feel yourself like you lose somewhere your wings. Or you stop on this wheel every time when you walk on this earth. So it was the time for us when we just walking on this earth, not flying in the heavens. And I remember we walked with Ina, with my wife, and in the park and speaking about our future, discussing everything, what's happened with us, what we should do, or should we ask for work, or should we doing something else, what is our results, our fruits of our life. It's good sometimes to have these times to think about your life. And I remember on this low point of my life, I had a call on my phone. I took the phone, and it was one my good friend, now he's my good friend, from other country. He called me, and he invited us to lead the conference in one of the countries there. And I remember, you know, my feeling there crying, my feelings are speaking to me and telling me, quiet, you're troubled, you have no bread, you're in problem. What can you teach to the people? But the Lord speaking to me, this is the door for you. Go there. And I remember in that low moment in our life, the Lord opened the wide door for one of the countries in the U.S., not U.N., I'm sorry, European Union. And he did great, great miracles there. When we came to this country, I remember the conference. I remember our feelings in that conference. But I never seen such miracles than there. When we prayed for people, people get healed very fast. You know why? Because the Lord working not according to our feelings, but according to His purposes. If you have high point of your life, it's super. I like high points. If you have low point of your life, it's not a problem for the Lord. Just remember your past, your previous low points, and how Lord did the miracles for you then. I remember one more story, our visa story. Rabbi David told this story already many times. When we were invited to here, and we had invitation and everything, and a few days we already had the tickets, you know, and it's expensive tickets, not just going to Miami or on vacation. It's across the small river called Ocean Atlantic. And I remember we had already tickets, we had invitation, and we get the passports. And my passport was good, okay, and Ina's passport, something wrong with visa. You know this story we told already. And we supposed to leave from our city to Kyiv, to capital, there in the next day. Because our flight, we planned to have time with our parents, relatives, to invite them, to have table, to, you know, to cry together, to share our hopes and our tears together. And when I get the visa, I remember Rabbi Day told me, please go to embassy to Kyiv and tell them visa is wrong. And I remember we had this decision together, what to do. So we decided, we took the David, our son, he was small, took the things, packed our suitcases in like 15 minutes probably, put everything, zip it. So we took in the car and, you know, went to Kyiv. When we came to embassy, it's not wise things to come to United States embassy without permission to be there. Huge fence and very mean person in front of the gates. Not friendly at all. So we went to him, and I remember, you know the stories from this side, when Rabbi David called to Brian Stone, and he called to Senator Rubio, and Senator Rubio called to embassy in Ukraine, so it was the circle of life there. But we don't know anything. We came to this embassy. This man stands here, look at us. I told him, I'm sorry, we have problems with our visa. He looked at us like, you know, they're from the moon, or, you know, where they lived. From their account, he told me, you know what to do? Go home, relax, and send email to embassy. And probably in a few months you will get an invitation to come and to speak with somebody. And told him, but I'm sorry, I have already tickets. It's here. He told me, I'm sorry, I cannot do anything. And I remember I asked him to call his boss. His boss already get called from United States. So he took our passports, and in a few hours we already was in the fly and leaving from Kyiv here. But why I tell you this? Because of the difficulties, the Lord can show His mercy and glory. Because of troubles in low points of our life, He can show His mercy and His high points. And in these moments, you understand, it's not from you. This is not glory to you. You want only one. You won't go home and sleep. But when He's doing something, all glory to Him. He's all-powerful. I have something also to say, but I don't have really time to conclude everything. But tomorrow I will do it. I just want to tell you a few things from my heart and just share with you also. One of the practical example, how to apply biblical truth in our life. I call it circles of life. You know, sometimes we are walking around something, as the Jewish people walking around the mountain, Sinai, for 40 years. Can you imagine? They knew everything there, you know. Oh, I know what will be in this, you know. This stone I know, and, you know, this bush I know, and what a beautiful here. I was here, you know, 25 years ago, and now it's my vacation, so let's go one more time around. So it was not so, but, you know, I found something for my life, in my life. When I fail in something, the Lord forgives me immediately. He loves me, He cleans me, He gives me strength, He strengthens me. But after time, He brought me always to the same place. Why? Because He won for me victory. He won't teach me how to have a victory over my situations in my life. He taught me how to do it. And I understand something. When we have right attitude and when we have right point of view about our life from the mercy of the Lord, when we look at ourselves from the mercy of the Lord, when we remember that the Lord, He's not forget about us, He not leave us, He's not betrayed us, He is for us. In this situation, we receive forgiveness and hope and faith to move on. Remember our past and remember everything what Lord did in your life previous. So tomorrow I will say more, but I want to conclude with a small story, a few minutes, of Peter. You know probably about Peter, Kepha, the Jewish name Kepha. He is apostle, one of the greatest apostles. You know what's happened in his life? He denied the Lord once in his life. Three times he refused Him. He tell, I don't know Him. Three times. Can you imagine his feeling? He felt, for sure. The Lord was his friend. He was, you know, he followed Him with all his life. But you know what story in chapter 21, probably you can read at home, Luke 29, yes, when the Lord came to his Talmidim, and He invited Simon Peter, and He told him, Shimon bar Yohanan, Shimon son of John, do you love me more than this? You remember what's happened? He told, yes, I love you. And the Lord told him, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. This was the time of restoration for Peter, for Kepha. So his past, the Lord showed on his past, on the example of Peter, how merciful is he. How he's loving us, so powerful. And Yeshua not only forgave Peter, but He recovered his dreams, his calling, his future. He restores Peter in his ministry, and even more, much more than before. I want to stop with a few questions, few requests. Can we remember something very important for us? Do we remember any time when we have a failures in our life, but Lord was merciful to us and gave us victory? Do you remember this moment? Let's think about this. please remember, not about somebody, but about yourself. Remember something in your life when you get stuck with something. Maybe physical problem, maybe marriage, maybe you're doing something wrong in the work or somewhere, and now you're in trouble from the past. And do you remember how you feel yourself when the Lord came to your situation? What a joy it was. Amen. Do you remember your tears of joy? When you cry like a baby because of the Lord. Amen. So let's thank the Lord. Lord, thank you so much for wonderful moments. Thank you so much for restoration, for joy, for hope, for new life, Lord. Thank you so much for your help in our previous life, in our past, Lord. Thank you so much for your mercy and forgiveness, Lord. Amen. And now, if you have some problems in your life, please project these moments into your future. If you have problems right now, begin to thank the Lord for your victories. This will give you new hope, new joy, and new faith. So I want to stop our service. And so let's stand up and pray together. Let's pray. Please find someone. Don't be alone in this journey. We are the family. We are the synagogue. We are the congregation. Let's pray. Yeverechah Adonai ve'ishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vihunecha Issa Adonai panavelecha Ve'asem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and bring you peace, his peace, in the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.